Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me here today, and I will tell you what an exciting finish to our games today. The Dodgers and the Tigers go in 10 innings. I promise I have a lot about that game coming up, but my goodness, it's day two. Yesterday was opening day. Today, of course, was just a lot more stuff. My gosh. So let's get into some news before we start talking about what happened today. The biggest news of the day comes out of the Pirates camp. Jared Jones is a UCL sprain. And they say it's a stable ligament. They're expecting him to be 6 weeks without throwing, but a UCL sprain is a UCL sprain. Still a little bit concerning. I mean, this could be something that just pushes him off 6 weeks. And then eventually he gets the Tommy John surgery we're all scared of. Elbows are fickle parts of pitcher's body, and we'll see what happens. But as of right now, I guess for Jared Jones, things are looking good. Again, 6 weeks, no throwing, but no, or a stable ligament in his UCL is the news. Nick Gonzalez hits the 10-day IL with a non-displaced left ankle fracture, and Manuel Valdez will be getting the call and likely getting a lot of starts at second base. Adam Frazier got the start in Nick Gonzalez's place, but we'll see how much Valdez starts to play. Minor trade happening. The Brewers traded Brewer Hicklin. I didn't know they could do that. His name is Brewer. He came from the Brewers. They sent him to the Tigers after DFAing him for cash, and the Tigers are putting Ty Madden on the 60-day IL. Hicklin will be going to Toledo, so not super fantasy relevant news there, other than maybe Madden, if people thought Madden was going to be something for their relief core. Some other notable injury type things. Josh Lowe is going to get an MRI. He had an oblique tightness. There's going to be more news coming out later. That's all I have right now. He went to get an MRI. Brewers prospect Tyler Black is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a Hammett fracture. He was starting in the minor leagues, but at some point thought probably he would get a chance with the Brewers. So that's going to be pushed back, if not erased. We'll see how he comes back from his Hammett fracture. Gleyber Torres, oh my gosh, hit a home run in the third inning of that exciting game that just finished up. And then it looks like he is also did something. He tweaked something, maybe an oblique. He stayed the game, I think, for a minute and then wound up coming out. So we'll see what happens with that as more news comes out with Gleyber Torres. Something I saw today that was interesting. Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, says that Rafael Devers is the Red Sox DH. The quote that I saw said that even when Alex Bregman is not playing third base, Rafael Devers will not be in that mix. The backups are David Hamilton and Romy Gonzalez. So that is kind of interesting. Maybe it doesn't affect much this year, but as you head to next year, Rafael Devers may just be going down to a util position eligibility if he doesn't get the games at third base. We'll see what winds up happening. It's a very long season. We just started it, but that was the quote that came out of the Red Sox camp today. Even more interesting, maybe concerning, Rafael Devers is not having a good start to the season. Again, two games in, but 0-for-8 with 7 strikeouts. Kind of a rough go at it, especially if he's going to be DH only, right? This is his job. 0-for-8 with 7 strikeouts is not ideally what you want to see out of Rafael Devers. And, you know, before we jump into some other highlights, a fun baseball moment, if you didn't see the video, Jeremiah Estrada, reliever for the Padres, had a drop third strike, but he threw it past the catcher. It hit off the back wall, and he ended up fielding it and throwing the guy out at first. You just don't see the drop third strike 1-to-3 strikeout every single day. In fact, almost any day you don't see it. This might be the first one I've ever seen in all my years of baseball. So just kind of an interesting thing there. Let's take a look at some hitting highlights from these games. Jonah Heim, Eugenio Suarez, both 2 home run games today. Worth noting, O'Neal Cruz got on the board. He went 2-for-4 today, had a home run and a stolen base. Jackson Holliday, I think, is the first one I'm going to pause at here. He had 2 hits today, including a bomb. He is fighting for a roster spot. He's getting, or not a roster spot. He has a roster spot, obviously, but he's fighting for regular playing time once Gunnar Henderson comes back, I think. It's a crowded Orioles infield. I mean, that gets talked about all the time, but with Henderson out, that opens up a spot for Holiday to prove that he's taken a step forward. He is ready for the big leagues. I mean, he was rocketed through the minor league system and didn't do what we thought he was going to last year. So if he can keep hitting, or if he can hit, that'll do really good things. And that should force the Orioles' hand to give him regular playing time, even after Gunnar Henderson comes back and reclaims those everyday reps at shortstop. Mateo played shortstop today, though. They had Holiday at second base. A few other things. Cameron Misner, walk-off bomb for the Rays. Also interesting, but he's a guy who's not a guy I'm leaning on for fantasy. We'll put it that way, but a fun moment for him. Corbin Carroll, here's an interesting one. It was an out. Don't get me wrong. It was an out, but he hit a ball 115 miles an hour today, and that is about 2 miles an hour harder than his previous hardest hit ball, which is something not to be taken lightly. If he's hitting the ball harder, I mean, he's already a top-end fantasy hitter. So if he's hitting the ball a bit harder, that makes him that much more interesting. Certainly, I don't know. Corbin Carroll's just fun, man. So if he's hitting the ball harder, that's even better. Max Muncy, not the one on the Dodgers, the one on the Athletics, had his first career hit today, and it was a home run. Good for him. Congrats on the first career hit. Congrats on the first career home run to the Athletics, Max Muncy. He did go 1-for-5 on the day, though, so he's still hitting 125. His lone hit just happened to be a home run. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he factors in. The Athletics have kind of a really fun young hitting core once it all comes together. You know, if you are a fan of Jacob Wilson, I am certainly. He's going to be a lot of fun coming off shortstop. Of course, they have Tyler Soderstrom, who's been hitting well out of the gate. And Nick Kurtz could eventually come up from AAA, is where he's going to be starting. He was their first round draft pick. And then, you know, Zach Geloff and Max Muncy can take the duties at second base, and one of them maybe even third base. You have Shea Langeliers at catcher. You have Lawrence Butler in the outfield. They have a really interesting and fun young hitting core, I think, something that I'm definitely super interested to see how it goes. Pitching might be a different story, although they did get a great outing from Jeffrey Springs today. But Max Muncy, again, Athletics Max Muncy. We have two of them now. It's going to be real hard to just distinguish between them. But Athletics Max Muncy hit his first career home run today. All right. Let's talk about hitting from this Tigers-Dodgers game. This was a 10-inning game, fun one. Spencer Torkelson, I promise I won't talk about him every single first pitch podcast, but these first two I'm going to. He went 2-for-5, hit a double, even stole a base today, but two strikeouts. And he was, again, a bubble player heading into spring training. And if he can hit the ball, and I don't know what the hitting looks like, but I was buying in. I'm thinking he has to have something in there, right? He's not that far removed from a 30-home run season. But if he can consistently hit, which I don't know, he might be a feast or famine type hitter. That's honestly the vibe I'm getting right now, but I'm fully bought in to what he's doing this season. He's off to a great start. Hit a home run yesterday, again, a double today. Dylan Dingler, the catcher for the Tigers, hit a home run and a two RBI triple in the 10th. He was a guy, when he was a prospect, I was worried about his ability to hit the ball. He hit the ball today. And of course, Mookie Betts, I guess he's feeling fine. Two home runs today, including a three-run bomb to win the game in the 10th inning for the Dodgers. Some pitching I want to highlight. Jack Leiter, I was worried about if he was going to pitch today because he took a fly ball off the head in batting practice yesterday. It turns out he did, and he did great. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. So a nice little debut for Jack Leiter, season debut for Jack Leiter. Ryan Pepiot struck out 8 over 6 innings. Another guy who's, you know, Rays pitcher I was trying to invest in preseason, so hopefully he can keep up and stay healthy this year. Former Dodger arm as well. Dylan Cease only made it 4.1 innings. His pitch count was high. I guess that's part of the Dylan Cease experience sometimes, but struck out 7, gave up 3 runs on a couple of walks. I mentioned Jeffrey Springs and his dominant outing. 6 shutout innings, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. A great, great day for Jeffrey Springs. Again, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. Fantastic day. Certainly opened my eyes a little bit. I did not have many thoughts about him prior to what he did tonight. And of course, Jack Flaherty versus Yamamoto today. Flaherty had a strong start. 5 strikeouts over 5.2. Things kind of fell apart with his command towards the end of his outing there. A couple earned runs. And Yamamoto's fastball looked a lot better today, at least in my opinion. I guess I don't have the numbers raring to go for you. But to my eyes, his fastball looked a lot better. 10 strikeouts over five innings. A couple of relievers as well. David Bednar got the save despite giving up two runs, which means he has a solid 27 ERA with a save after today's outing. And then we got the first chance of the year to see what the Tigers bullpen would look like without Jason Foley. They made that surprise move to send him down to AAA. It was Bo Brisky getting the first save chance in the post Jason Foley era, at least for now. He could be back at some point, but didn't go very well. He had some bad luck, but Brisky was the one who wound up losing the game in the 10th inning. It's going to be interesting to see how the Tigers play that closer role in who's going to get the chances, right? Brisky, I mean, it didn't go well today. Luck being what luck is, Brisky didn't look like he had it quite as well today. Jason Foley's down in Toledo, which means you have maybe Tyler Holton could get some save chances. Maybe Tommy Conley could get some save chances. It's going to be interesting to see where they go from here. But again, Bo Brisky not looking like they wanted him to in the 9th there. As always, we have daily stuff coming out on Pitcher List. You can keep up with good performances like this, your relievers, starters, hitters, whatever the case may be. But certainly follow along on Pitcher List to get more information on all this stuff. Right now, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to look forward to some games tomorrow. Appreciate you joining me here on the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. Thank you for joining me. Of course, First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List and part of the Pitcher List Podcast Network. We've highlighted some performances over yesterday's games. Let's look at today's game, see who is going to be starting and some interesting things that might be happening. The first game that pops out to me in terms of the starters, Nestor Cortez is going to be pitching against the Yankees. That should be pretty fun, right? Old friend alert. Max Fried will be on the mound for the Yankees. So that's going to be a fun game. We got Cortez versus Fried. Max Scherzer had a great spring. He's going to be on the mound. After his last outing, he looked really good, but he said he still had his thumb thing. So you're kind of watching to see how that plays out. And of course, him being, you know, at the age he is, you never quite know what toll that will take on. But if spring's any indication, we're going to get to see at least some form of a really good Max Scherzer that I think we just kind of been missing. But again, his thumb has to be healthy. So I'm definitely watching out for that and watching how that outing is going to go. A couple other pitchers I'm watching. Gavin Williams. He is a guy I'm expecting to take a huge step forward this year. A guy that I was buying into all offseason. It's just his stuff is really good. I'm in on Gavin Williams. But Spencer Schwellenbach, he's the big name for me tomorrow. Every indication that I've seen, Spencer Schwellenbach is a guy who you probably could get as a potential top-end fantasy arm that you didn't have to pay top-end fantasy arm price for. That is kind of the indication I've gotten from people I've talked to and things I've seen. And Spencer Schwellenbach is a very, very exciting player right now. I'm really excited to see what his debut looks like tomorrow for Atlanta. Just a game I'll definitely be tuned into, to say the least. Roki Sasaki was making his Dodger debut, at least at home. He's already debuted for the Dodgers in the Tokyo series, but he was making his debut in Dodger Stadium tomorrow as well. In terms of hitters, there's really only one hitter, a couple hitters. I'm keeping track of those injuries, right? So I mentioned earlier, Josh Lowe is going to have his MRI, or he had his MRI, waiting on more information there. Gleyber Torres waiting on more information as to what his injury situation will look like. You might see more Misner in the Rays outfield. And the Tigers, well, you're going to see a lot of Zach McKinstry. I mean, they're already kind of hurting without Vierling and without Parker Meadows. So you're going to see a lot of McKinstry. You'll probably see a lot of Javi Baez, of course, Colt Keith. You may see Spencer Torkelson move off DH, get some starts at first base. They certainly have some options of how they want to do that. Jace Young hit an opposite field home run today in the minors as well. So maybe Jace Young gets called up to fill one of those gaps. Justin Henry Molloy had a home run too, and he hit a bomb. He had an absolute bomb. So there's certainly some options for the Tigers, but if the Gleyber Torres injury is going to linger on, which you hope it doesn't, they're going to have to figure out something, because they're just getting ravaged by injuries in their lineup right now, which is never a fun thing. That is what we got going on around baseball yesterday and today, of course. Please make sure to check out all the great articles we have on Pitcher List. And of course, check out the player pages. They are fantastic. They have everything you need as a fantasy player or just as a baseball fan. Okay, they have a lot of good stuff on there. And of course, sign up for PL Pro. You can be part of our Discord. I'm there talking all the time. Jake Crumpler, the other First Pitch podcast host, is there as well. And so are all the great writers, and it's a great community, an active community. We talk a lot, so if you are not a part of PL Pro, be sure to think about joining PL Pro. I'd love to see you in the Discord, talk to you, and we can help you try to win your fantasy leagues the best we can. Of course, appreciate you listening to me. My name is Trevor Huth, and if you want to hear more of my content, I also have another podcast called Coffee Talk that comes out on Tuesdays with my friend Nate Kosher. For now, though, I will see you guys tomorrow. This has been the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.